In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel of Matthew, we hear that the greatest of all God's commandments are to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And the second commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And yet, this Gospel passage really begins with an image of how not to love God when the lawyer tempts Christ. Because this lawyer does not tempt Christ out of love of God or to learn the truth, but rather to see if he can try and entrap Christ and in what he thinks is a foolproof scheme to discredit, embarrass, and humiliate Jesus. You know, because the leaders of the Jews at that time felt, you know, jealous of Jesus. They were threatened by him. You know, they were the leaders of the Jews. Who is this upstart, you know, rabbi running around, you know, trying to teach people and sort of, you know, take over their position as the leaders. So that's why they tried to sort of put him down and tried to make him look foolish. But back in those days, the Jews had really lost the spirit of the law. You know, they really only focused on two primary and commandments which were of less importance, which were the circumcision and the keeping of the Sabbath. Those are really the two main things that they were very particular about. And this lawyer thought that if he could get Jesus to say that, for example, the circumcision was the greatest commandment, then he could accuse Christ of belittling the Sabbath. Or if Christ were to say that the Sabbath was the greatest commandment to fulfill, well, then he could accuse Christ of belittling the circumcision. And if for some reason Christ were to give some new commandment, then they could accuse Jesus of belittling God's ancient law. So the lawyer thought, this is it, I've got checkmate, you know, I've got him. You know, he can't win, I'm gonna really put him down this time. But despite this supposedly foolproof scheme, Christ was much wiser than this foolish lawyer. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich points out that when Moses gave us the Ten Commandments of the law, this was really all that the human race was ready to receive at that time. And these two commandments that Christ brings forth now as the greatest commandments actually appeared to be lesser commandments that were found in one in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, and the other one was from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich said that one must pass through the lower school before graduating to the higher. For the higher school, because Moses' Ten Commandments represent the lower school of practice and preparation for the higher school of love. And now the lawyer is at a loss because, you know, his little scheme of entrapping Christ didn't work. And as the Lord had done so many times before, he confounds his enemies and turns the tables on them. Well, let's consider what it means to love God. I'm sure we all would say we love God, of course. But here's maybe a little bit more clarification. St. Tikhon of Zadang offers six signs that indicate the love for God. The first of these is that we keep his commandments. This is how we show our love for God. As it says in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The second thing St. Tikhon mentions is that we must have joy and gladness in God, for we rejoice in what we love. One time, I think it was Father Dmitry Dudko, who's a Russian priest, commented that you would never know that Christians believed such wonderful, glorious things because they seem rather gloomy. You know, sometimes Christians, you know, don't always act like they have the joy of the Lord. Number three, St. Tikhon says, is that we need to have a sort of a disdain for this world. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So it's a matter of putting in priority, you know, that we should disdain the world, meaning that we shouldn't esteem the world more highly than God. We should esteem God more highly, and then the world is a secondary thing. Number four, that we have a constant remembrance of God, because as St. Tikhon says, when we love someone, we do not forget about them. And number five, to have the desire to never be separated from God. we love to be with Christ at the times when we celebrate, you know, like his resurrection, you know, at Pascha. That's a wonderful time to be, you know, to unite ourselves with Christ and to draw close to him. I think our challenge is, though, is that it's a little harder to want to join ourselves to Christ and follow him when we're in the midst of struggles. Or, for example, if we're observing the Lenten fast or something like that. And then number six, our love for our neighbor demonstrates our love for God. As it says in the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. And so here we see that we are supposed to condemn the sin, not the sinner. I think sometimes that's why it's difficult for us to love our neighbor, because they are acting badly. You know, they're doing evil things, they're doing wicked things. But we need to recognize that they could repent of those evil deeds. You know, the person themselves is created in God's image, and they could very well repent. You know, so that's what we want to pray for them and love them in that sense, and hope that they will, you know, become our brothers and sisters for real. Well, brothers and sisters, God created us all out of his love for us. And as it says in the scriptures, God wants all men to come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved. And even when our ancestors disobeyed God's commandment and fell from paradise, he still did not give up on us. And he became incarnate as a man, he suffered a painful death, and he defeated Satan and hell for our sake in order to save us. He gave us the Holy Spirit through the apostles and the Holy Church to help us and guide us. And he stands by, ready to come to our aid whenever we call upon him. And really, God loves us more than any earthly father or mother or friend. And yet, he knows that we are weak and sometimes fall short of fulfilling his commandments. So all that he asks of us is that we keep trying to love him and that we love one another. In the words of St. Herman of Alaska, for our good, for our happiness, at least let us make a promise to ourselves that from this day, from this hour, from this minute, we shall strive to love God above all and fulfill his holy will. Glory be to our God.